Hard to find a place in this old world where you can feel free, for sure. The Old Crow Medicine Show with the track called Nameless Tennessee off their album Jubilee. Before that, we heard Alabama Jubilee from Larry and Wyatt Rice off their self-titled record. You're listening to Roots and Berries Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting with 450 watts of community power from the top of Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we are on the unceded ancestral territories of the Holkaminam and Squamish-speaking peoples. You know, I was curious to know if there was something called the Jubilee Berry. Speaking of the need for jubilation and jubileeing. And I'm always baffled to find out that, you know, sometimes my spidey sense leads me in the right direction. And there is the Jubilee Blueberry. It's a newer variety of blueberry that was developed to grow in the difficult growing conditions of Mississippi. Yeah, so they're called the Jubilee Blueberry, and they're medium-sized, and they boast a pleasingly sweet flavor, as blueberries generally do. They grow very much like blueberries, and apparently they're bred to be exceptionally nutritious, high in bioflavonoids, and they like that acidic, well-drained soil that I guess is what Mississippi has a great deal of. Having never been to Mississippi, I'm not exactly sure of what the landscape is, but there you go, the Jubilee Blueberry. And I don't know about you, but, you know, blueberries are generally a cause for jubilation. They also apparently have a lower chilling requirement and a better tolerance to heavy soils and summer heat than many other blueberry cultivars. And so, sometimes science is pretty amazing when, you know, they can, you know, sort of figure out how to hybrid these things for different growing conditions, which, you know, in our changing world and changing climate, these things are becoming kind of imperative in our food systems. Approximately halfway through the hour that I have with you on the air today, just want to remind you that this is Roots and Berries, and coming up at the top of the hour is a program called Department Uno, which is the music department's feature show here on the station. Connor, which is the host and the music coordinator here, will take you through a pantheon of the new music that's been added to the CJSF collection in this past week or so, and it's always a real mixed bag of things. So stay tuned for some gems there. And until the top of the hour, we've got more music that is in the old-timey and bluegrassy vein here on this program. So these next folks, boy named Banjo, and the song that we'll hear afterwards, Molly Tuttle and Gold Highway, they both played a festival that doesn't exist anymore. I believe it ended maybe even as late as last year or the year before, but it was called Rebels and Renegades, the Rebels and Renegades Festival, and the festival sort of, you know, brought together those rambling types, you know, people who were singing about, you know, maybe protest stuff and a little bit political, or, you know, breaking the rules in some way, shape, or fashion, in the way that sort of that real true country music, not the new country music that you hear on the radio today, which is a little pulpy in my esteemed opinion, but you know, that they played this you know, music that was a little outlaw and a little edgy, right? And so these guys played the Rebels and Renegades Festival, and so I'm gonna link them together in this set, because, you know, we need us. We need that rebellious and renegade quality of energy in the world to make changes and just sort of hold the center, I think, of what's going on out there in the world. So we're going to hear from Boy Named Banjo with their track The Endurance from the Tanglewood Sessions, and then we're going to hear from Molly Tuttle and Gold Highway with the track When My Race Is Run from City of Gold here on Roots and Berries.
Just slip away. over now. They're not. The last goal fades away. They feel betrayed. No one turns to pain. There's no one to blame. Sanity is the price.
Yeah. Can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Thank you. says I wake from summer's spell. Cold in my lungs, I hear St. Peter's ringing bells. Lord, don't let me dream this season through. With the coming of the spring, I'll start anew.
Yesterday calls and my heart goes back down to Mississippi by a railroad track where the corn and the taters and the cotton grows on Jubilee Road. Black folks used to call me Cotton Top, catching them catfish, skimping those rocks. Lord, I trade everything I've got for Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Yesterday's gone, don't you understand? Cotton time's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. Walking down the street to my fishing hole, hot sand popping up between my toes. Heaven was a place that I used to know as Jubilee Road. Great
grapevine, swinging in the summertime, laughing and singing with friends of mine. Life was good there all the time on Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Yesterday's gone, don't you understand? Cotton time's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road. Find a place where I was born. Everyone's gone that I used to know on Jubilee Road. Working like a fool for a dollar bill. I want to go home, but I never will. But in my mind, I live there still on Jubilee Road. Jubilee Road, I can hear you calling. Jubilee Road, I can hear you talking. Mississippi dream, you got me walking on Jubilee Road. Gone, don't you understand? Cotton time's grown to be a man. Big city sidewalks cover the sand on Jubilee Road.
Listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.
Led to believe that your musical journey, long though it may have been, is maybe not as long as your spiritual journey, or maybe they're intertwined.
I think they are the latter and the latter. Very astute way to put that, man. Very nice perspective. It's vast, right? No merit, vast emptiness. But the spiritual journey and the musical journey are intertwining for me, you know what I mean? Like, there's this thing called songs of realization in the Tibetan tradition, and I was really digging that. You know, of course, you know, you go to church, man, you know, I grew up in the, you know, like it was a funeral service, you know, but you go down the gospel part of town, you're like, it's a celebration, you know what I mean?
All national anthems and all church hymns all sound like funeral dirges to me. I don't know why.
I'm not judging, and you know, you're judging, at least you be judged, but you know, my flavor is a little more, and you know, when I was living in New York, I'd go up to Harlem and just be like, oh, this is a celebration. So trying to bring some all of that and maybe a little bit of everything else, you know, into it. But yeah, there's a lot of beautiful lessons that we can learn from the blues, you know, and other you know, American and other, you know, classical, whatever art forms, you know, even beyond music. But yeah, the spiritual journey for me helps me make sense of this, you know, time on here on planet Earth, you know, as well as music helps me.